This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last week was just a phenomenal week here in South Florida. I mean, we were on national television. We had some really good games. Everybody wants to jump into the negativity and say we lost this game or that. I don't look at it. I do not look at it at all. All I know is we had some of the top teams in the country that came down to play our top teams. One of the best games, without hesitation, was on ESPN2 on Friday evening. And I will tell you, everybody across the country was treated to one of those storybook games. American Heritage Plantation, defending 4A state champions, down 28-0 to St. Joseph Academy of Philadelphia, rallied to win the game 31-28. There were a lot of stars in that game, Jonathan Bueno, Dia Bell, but the guy who came out on top at the end was somebody that now this country knows a lot about. He's a wide receiver. He's a senior. He's headed to Troy. I don't know if that's a temporary thing or not, especially after watching him the other night. But we welcome in senior Jamar Denson. Jamar, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on what I think is going to be a memorable start to this senior year for you. Do you kind of like sit back and look back at it and say, wow, you know, it's hard to believe you guys were a part of that, but what a great game, huh?
Yeah, thank you for having me. You know, it was a great game. We were down 28-0, but at halftime, Coach Mike and us, we made some adjustments, and you know, at the end of the end, we came out on top. We kept fighting, and we overcame adversity.
But think about that adversity. You went into the game, and a guy who helps you out a lot, Brandon Bennett, was hurt the week before. And obviously, you know, he's a guy, he's going to FSU, he's getting a lot of attention. But that's great for you because a lot of people are going to kind of try to double team him and leave you alone. Now, this past week, you were the guy. I mean, you were the guy who everybody was paying attention to, and you came through and you had, what, 14 catches, and just took over the game. Did you ever believe on Thursday night when you were going to bed, getting ready to look at Friday's game, that scenario would ever come? Because you knew you have the ability, but did you think that it would come down to you making these big catches in big situations? Did that ever cross your mind?
No, not really. But, you know, I just kept my faith in God, and he allowed me to step up and make big-time plays in the big-time game.
Yeah, and I mean, in this team, you know, as a defending state champion, obviously, you lost some players, you know, from last year, you know, key running game, certainly some linemen and such. But you bring back a weapon like Dia Bell, somebody that you and him have been playing together forever, and he knows you, you know him. At halftime, did he say anything to you? Did you guys talk? Or was this just one of these things, hey, listen, you know what, we're not playing well. If we play well, we're going to be right back in this game. Or did you guys get together and say, hey, listen, you know, we're a lot better than this. Let's, you know, let's put it in the gear a little bit.
Yeah, we all got together. It was me, Thea, and Jafar. We all got together with the offensive and the offensive line. You know, we told each other, like, we're better than this. This isn't us. Because 28-0, that's not like heritage football. So, you know, we got together and we came up with a game plan, and we stuck to the game plan, and we came out on top.
Right. And you talk about Coach Mike Smith, and he's a great guy. I mean, you know, he's a hard worker. He's somebody who's kind of like, he doesn't get too excited. He doesn't get too low. But I've seen him last year after St. Thomas get pretty excited. And obviously the other night, that was kind of one of those games. Because, you know, let's face it. You're on national TV. You don't get a chance to do that very often. And you're getting the country to see. And a lot of guys, and I'm sure a lot of people that I know have turned away from the game when it was 28-0. And then all of a sudden they're hearing from their friends, hey, wait a minute, they're back in the game. They're back in the game. When did you realize that you go, you know what, we're going to win this thing? I mean, because when you're 28-0, you could say that, and you know, Jamar, that you go, oh, we're going to be back and we're going to do this. But until you actually get within 28-21, when was that point where you said, hey, wait a minute, you know what? Our defense is playing well. I think right now they're wearing down. We're playing well. Was there a point? Was it at 28-21? Was it before that?
Yeah, to be honest, it was before that. It was when Jonathan Bueno scored the first touchdown and made it 28-7. That's when I knew, like, we could come back and win this, because it gave our defense some momentum. Then they got a stop. Then we went back and scored again. Then they got another stop, and when we went back and scored again, Then they got a stop, and we went back and scored again. And then our field goal kicker, Cade Bailey, he kicked it, and they went in.
Wow. I bet you when school started today, this is the first day of school too, right? I mean, this was kind of like a storybook type of thing. Let's talk about you a little bit. I mean, you've been playing this for a long time. I've been watching you since you started, before you football and all that. You've always been that guy. You know, you've just needed a spotlight time. Talk about yourself, what you need to do before the season ends and you go to college to get better at. What do you need to work on, you think, most in your game?
I'll probably say I need to work on my yards off the catch, but it's getting a little better, as you guys seen on the TV on Friday night.
How much have you watched that game? Did you watch any of it back over on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, I actually watched the whole thing from the two. It was a two-hour video on YouTube. I watched the whole game.
Yeah, then that's got to make you feel pretty darn good. I said Troy, and I know you're committed to them. Could that change, or are you really cemented to that?
I mean, you know, Troy, they showed a lot of love to me. They show a lot of love to me, and I feel very comfortable with the position I'm in with them. So, you know, if God gives me the ability to go somewhere else and gives me the chance to go somewhere else, and it's a better opportunity for me, then I got to pray on it. But as of right now, I'm locked in with Troy.
Yeah. Talk about this team. This is a great team. And obviously these guys have been together, and you endured a lot of, you know, downtime. Now you're back up. Your schedule is crazy. I mean, you know, I told Coach Smith, I said, whoever made this schedule needs to go see a psychiatrist, because you guys have no let up. No let up whatsoever. Your district is really good. People don't realize that all four teams in your district last year made the state playoffs. A much improved Plantation team, a much improved Archbishop McCarthy team. You know, Norland always has the talent. Talk about the schedule, because you got Chaminade coming up. You've got St. Thomas. You've got a gauntlet. Are you guys relishing that? Does that make you better? Does that type of schedule, would you much rather play that schedule than play a bunch of teams with losing records?
Yeah, because I feel like we should play a schedule with a lot of great teams, go to great programs, because it makes us tougher in the end. And, you know, it shows us, like, how to overcome adversity if we come down like we did on Friday night from 28-0. It shows us as young men to keep our head in the game and never quit and don't back down.
No doubt. Jamar, I can't thank you enough for joining us, man. I'm thrilled for you. I really am. This is about time that people got a chance to see what you really can do, and the spotlight shine really brightly over the weekend for you on Friday night, and certainly everybody knows who Jamar Denson is right now, and I'm looking forward to seeing you over the next couple of weeks and some of the big games. Again, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday evening, and the best of luck coming up.
Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. Jamar Denson, Plantation is American Heritage, a wide receiver. This, I'm telling you, he's special. And it isn't it crazy where it has to take you something like being on national TV and coming from behind 28-0 to understand how good this young man is? He is. And I think the rest of the year he's going to get that respect. And, you know, and I understand. You know, that's great that Troy gave him an opportunity and showed enough of him. But like he said, if there's a way that he can help himself and help his family by making another decision, I'm sure he'll do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.